Amen. Following the ark. Man. They can't help but to dance, and all that music's going on. You heard it was loud music. It was loud music. Praise God. And Michael looked out the window and went, "Oh, look at King David, he's dancing like a madman." And she despised him in her heart. And what did King David say?
"I'll dance the more foolishly."
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he said. He said, "I don't care what you think about my dancing." He said, "I'll dance even more foolish than this." Praise God. We got the real thing right here in Christ Gospel Church. We got the real thing in Christ Gospel Church. We had a group, amen, we had a group last week, I keep on harping on it, and they got so offended, and they despised me. You know what happened today? They snuck in here, and I was playing my piano. This goes to show you, this scripture was fulfilled, amen. Some people will do this. They despise us for dancing. That's what Michael did to King David, despised King David for dancing. And you know, if they came back in here, I'd do it even so the more. Amen. Even so the more, just like King David did. And a couple of them come in, band members, and I was playing the piano, and I looked up, and they were coming after their notebook and the Bible that they left. And I looked up, and I said, "Hey, so-and-so." And he went, and went through those brown doors. I got up and ran through those brown doors. I said, "Hey, so-and-so." And they went, jumped in their car, went, they did. Now, that is something, saints. This scripture, amen, has been fulfilled in the last week here in our midst. People will despise you for demonstrating in the Spirit. Literally despise you, and that's what they've done. Amen. They're the losers, amen. A lot of times people bring, God brings people, our direction because they need what we have to say. Huh? They need the word here. And the ones who need it the most run the hardest. You've noticed that? The ones who need it the most run the hardest. Amen. Because the devil is going to lie to them. Amen. And get them to despise the dancing and the demonstration. God also, we have a great group of people here. Amen. Genuine, walking, amen, and following the Lord in their daily life every day as much as they possibly can. I mean, they mean business with God. And I think it was... Oh, can't remember who it was that came in and said, "You know, y'all really have something, and the people are real. The people are real. They're just not faking it." Amen. Who in the world was that? But anyway, they watched different individuals. Amen. And they said, "Man, that y'all practice it in church and out of church." And that's what it's all about. Amen. So, here King David's dancing and all of Israel's dancing with him, and Michael's hating and despising King David in her heart, okay? 1 Chronicles 16, verse 1. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. They offered burnt sacrifices, peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Now, verse 3. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread. Amen. And a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. I like that. You know what that means to us? Now, you say, "Well, that's talking about King David. That's not talking about us." Look, saints, if we couldn't take those Old Testament stories and everything in the Old Testament and apply it to our daily walk, well, I've got better books than that. They're more interesting at home that I'd read. Amen. You see what I'm saying? But my Bible tells me in 2 Timothy 3:16, as you will quote it with me, "For all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. All Scripture, not just some Scripture, but all Scripture is profitable. And that word profitable in the Greek means for gain of stature or for spiritual growth. So these Scriptures that we're reading now is profitable. Present tense is profitable right now for you and I. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God. And that wine speaks of resurrection power. And the flesh is the meat of the word, and the bread is just more word. Amen. So the headship in our midst in this church entitles us to the wine and flesh of the Word of God. The resurrected Word of God. Amen. And the flesh, the meat of the Word of God. And I told you, I'm reviewing. I told you that Paul desired to give the Corinthian church, amen, meat. But he said, I cannot, because you walk carnally. And don't let Satan defeat you. Amen. And the ones who are called the most are the most carnal. Truth. The ones that have the greatest value in God's eyes are the ones who fall the greatest. You know why? Because you're a victim of a satanic scheme, just like Esau was, just like Cain was, just like Joseph was. Everyone, amen, that the devil thought was of great value to God, and everyone that was of great value to God, amen, for new people and for souls for his kingdom, amen, Satan gave them a hard way to go. Gave them a hard way to go. Will destroy you if he can, amen, because he knows right around the corner you're going to be bringing this one in, that one in, this one in, that one in, winning this soul, winning that soul. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Shout with your sister, amen! Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So if you're of any worth for God's kingdom, amen, you can expect a lot of battles, amen, up ahead. So Paul desired to give the Corinthian church meat, but he said, I can only give you the milk of the word. Why? Because you're not under the headship of God. Because you do not have the headship in this Corinthian church. Amen. Therefore, you walk carnally with envy and strife. And saints, if you've got envy in your heart, if you've got strife in your heart and jealousy in your heart, you are not acknowledging God's headship in your life. You're thinking that you need something else. God has not given you the best. Amen. And if you don't believe that, and if you doubt God's headship, I told you earlier, it produces wrath. That's why the Bible says, amen, lift up your hands without what? Without what first? Without doubt and without wrath. Because if you doubt, amen, you're angry. You're angry about the way that God's running the show in your life. Amen. And then, not only that, you remain angry. Why? Because doubting God's headship, amen, helps you keep justified in your anger. You feel justified for being angry because you doubt that God's doing it right. So if you doubt God's doing it right, then you're angry all the time. So he just said this, you lift up those hands that hang down. So you got to do it by faith and say, Lord, oh, my mind, amen, believes that you're not running the show right and that I could have a lot more, that you haven't given me the best, amen. But you just raise that hand, amen, and start acknowledging God's headship as pure and just and holy. You'll feel that wrath leaving you, that anger leaving you. Sometimes you can't put your finger, amen, on what, why you're so angry inside is because you're doubting what God has given you is the best. Adam, male and female, amen. Adam, male and female doubted that God gave them the best, so they listened to the serpent. If they were convinced that God gave them the best, they would not have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he was doubting, amen, that God gave him the best, and he was angry. He said, Adam, where are you? And what did you do? He says, hey, look. Face to face with God. And the Bible says on the day of judgment, people will bring their complaints. Huh? People will bring their complaints. Say, Lord, didn't I do this? Lord, didn't I do that in your name? Then on the day of judgment, even, amen, some will say, well, man, I was in the crucified way 15 years. And so-and-so was only in the crucified way 3 or 4 months, and you gave him white linen. That's what the Bible says. They'll bring their complaint to the Lord, even on the day of judgment. Amen. And so Adam said, look, it's not my fault. Turn on the cool air. What y'all, is it on? Why do I have to think for everybody? Amen. If you see people waving, that means it's hot. Right? Means it's hot. That means turn on the cool. Whose job is that? Poor Mike. No wonder he gets word quickened to him so much. Amen. He's always getting the blame around here. Huh? I know it. He never gets mad. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do what? Oh, is that right? Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to select someone. Who knows whether it's hot or cold? Do you? Okay. Do you, Chris? Okay, seeing that Chris is back there and he's pretty sensitive, amen, to temperature, won't you regulate the temperature in here? Amen. Okay, let's turn to 1 Chronicles 16, verse 4. Now, this is fantastic. He appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. So, there are some people that have a praise ministry, amen. They come and they sit in the house of the Lord, amen, to praise God continually. That's their ministry, amen, is to give God praise for his headship, for, amen, God's perfect will in their life and everyone else's life, amen. Isaiah 4, real quick, let me see if I can get through this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, you've got to learn how to wear many faces. There's four, specifically. Amen. Then you've got to learn how to rightly divide. Now, you know, we have a lot of fun with y'all, and I enjoy the people. And there was that girl in the band last week talking about her big old church. She said, I've been there 4 years. I don't know anyone's name. She was, amen, 4 years. I was asking Reggie, does that happen in those big old churches downtown as long as you went? He said, I didn't know anybody. Didn't know a soul. You know, they never go out to eat or anything like that with their pastor. If the church ever gets 500, I'm going to split it, give Russell congregation 250. Amen, so I can still go out and eat with you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But if the Lord desired for me being Moses, get on the mountain, only come down off the mountain on Sunday, that's fine too. Whatever he would want. Huh? It's true. Whatever the Lord would want. Isaiah 4. Saying all that to say what? Oh, okay, now. Learn how to rightly divide. When your pastor's up here, don't think about, amen, what y'all ate at White's yesterday and how funny and silly he was. Don't do that. I've got my own silliness behind the pulpit, but I may be sillier than White's. Amen. But if you don't learn how to rightly divide, you'll lose respect, and it's going to be to your disadvantage, not mine. Amen. If you don't have the stature to take it, then I won't fellowship you no more. Amen. But if you got the stature, praise God, and you keep that level of respect up, that's fine. You got to wear the faces, many faces, a man sometimes, an ox, an eagle, and a lion. Amen. And that's one of the greatest principles, amen, that I learned amen, when I first got in the crucified way, because, amen, they could laugh and carry on and just have a great time, turn right around and pray. I wasn't used to that. Amen. I could not take that because, amen, I was way over there on the spiritual pendulum. Amen. And I was always wearing the face of an eagle, always flying. Huh? Someone say something. I said, well, praise God, brother. Wherever I'd go, just praise God. Way up there in the heavenlies all the time. Amen. Out of God's will. Because that's not stature. That's not balance. Amen. You burn yourself out. One big ball of fire, you'll soon amen, burn out. So you got to learn how to be balanced. Learn how to, amen, come down on earth and walk. Amen. And then keep your head in heaven in the Word of God. Be a balanced person. Amen. That's why I have been able, amen, to stay in this church for, what, 12 years? And any other organization or church I got into, 2 years was my limit. Amen. I did give them a hearty try. Amen. I tried the spirits, and I'd stay with each one 2 years. Church of Christ for about a year. Amen. And many other Baptist churches for a couple of years, and Pentecostal churches for a year. And on it went. Amen. And I reached my limit. But here it continually flows. And now I lost track of what I was going to say. Amen. Let's stand up for one moment, amen, and clear the atmosphere for me. Will you do that for me, please? Amen, because I want to preach to you tonight and introduce a new principle. Be seated if you like. Okay, we learned in Isaiah 4, 2 through 6, we've already read that, amen, that during the millennial reign, Jesus will set up his headship, his throne in Jerusalem, amen, and that out of his headship will flow, amen, the glory rays, the Shekinah glory rays, amen, that will wrap around every individual mind during the millennial reign so that people will obey the Lord, amen. It will wash away, you'll read it, wash away their sin, wash away the filth of the flesh, amen, so that they will be able to serve the Lord. Wow, that's really going to happen. Whew, thank you, Lord. Okay, let me get some... some new territory here. Isaiah 4, 5. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Amen. There's a difference between a dwelling place and assembly. Amen. We are individually the dwelling place, amen, where the ark individually will hover over your mind, amen, should be now and also during the millennial reign. And there's also the ark in the assembly, which we can enjoy that too, amen, as the pastor is under the headship of Christ and the ark is in our midst, amen. This entitles us to enjoyment of the ark and the word that comes out of the ark as an assembly, amen. Now, in verse 5, right, it said that the glory... upon all the glory shall be a defense, all right? That word defense is the same word as chamber. Now, my wife was speaking along these lines, I believe, Friday night. It's the same word as chamber. And let's go to Psalm 19, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, wonderful Lord Jesus. God, have your way here tonight. Touch us and change us, Lord. Psalm 19, verse 5. Now that word defense, that the upon all the glory shall be a defense, the glory, in other words, will be a defense, the glory that's on the ark. If you're under the headship of God, then you're entitled to that Shekinah glory that will surround your mind, enlighten your mind. Amen. And in that glory is a defense. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 19, verse 5. Let's read it together, okay? Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Amen. And the chamber speaks, amen, of the defense of the Ark of the Covenant, the defense of, amen, the headship of God. You are promised defending power if you're under the headship of God. Amen. God will be a defense for you. The Shekinah glory will be, amen, a defense for you. And God knows, amen, we need to be protected, and our children need to be protected, amen, in these last days. Joel 2:16, quickly. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Someone read Joel 2:16. Amen. Joel 2:16. Someone, if you turn to it, if you've got it, why don't you read it? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Chamber, closet, headship, all the same thing. Amen. Praise God. And when the Lord comes back for us, amen, he's going to fetch us out of the prayer closet. Amen. And this is where that you form the headship of God in your life. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm angry about this and I'm angry about that. No wonder you don't ever pray. You don't have, amen, you don't have a closet that you're going to come out of during when it's time for the rapture. Come out of what closet? Well, you can't be in a closet all day long. You got to work. Huh? Well, Brother Jordan, I got to carry on with responsibility. I can't sit in my closet all day long and pray. No, that's where you form a closet. That's where you form a headship. Hallelujah. You get, amen, you get a place at home. You designate it, amen, for prayer. And you get in there and you form the headship of God. Lord, your head over all things. Hallelujah. Father, all things work together for good. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things. Your head over all things, Lord. And you start forming a glory. The wrath will leave, praise God, amen, and the glory will fall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you are forming an ark of the covenant, amen, around your mind. Hallelujah. You're becoming shut in, hallelujah, with God. And when you're walking on your daily job because you're under the headship of God, acknowledging God is head over all things, when the rapture comes, God will take you out of the closet, no matter where you're at, because the closet is formed around your mind. It's the Ark of the Covenant. That's how you come out of the Ark. That's how you come out of the closet. Not a literal closet. You might start there and get it formed around your mind, and you're shut in with God. Amen. You're shut in, and the glory is going to protect you in time. Amen. Until the rapture. Hallelujah. You'll be protected. Amen. Until Jesus comes again and gets you out of the closet. Woo, that's powerful, saints. And if you are not in the closet when the Lord comes, amen, and you're still angry, you will not get raptured. If you're still wrathful, still angry, still mad, still cursing God, still saying, God, I don't think it's fair for this. I don't think it's fair that you've done that. There ain't no way you can go, saints, because my Bible tells me the bride comes out of the closet. It comes out of the ark that's surrounded around your mind. Amen. Comes out from under, hallelujah, this closet called the headship of God. Now, that's powerful. And I want to start all over, don't you? Just start all over acknowledging God's headship. We've all failed miserably. But we want to start all over. God, amen. Every time we come to the house of God, God's giving you a chance to start all over. So don't be discouraged. Amen. If you made it to church this Sunday, amen, and God didn't take you off the earth, you still got a chance to start all over in acknowledging God's headship. Be relieved, amen, from all your wrath and anger, and start lifting up, amen, the name over everything that happens to you in your life. God hasn't failed you yet, has he? No, he hasn't. You thought he was 2 or 3 years ago. All of you have complained. God's going to leave me. God's not going to do this. I can't get that. Why can't I get? You got everything you wanted. The best, amen. And you'll continue to get the best. Praise God. But he wants you to get, amen, the person before you get the glory of that person. Hallelujah. God don't want you to get what's good for you. He don't want you to get what's even better than good. He wants you to have the best. Amen. And God will give, amen, the best to those who wait. And you can't wait if you're complaining. You're not waiting. You're impatient. You're hurrying up the program. You're pushing God. And God will be pushed so long, saints, then he'll start pushing you. Amen. Thank you, one of the Lord. That's a principle. So, amen, once that headship is formed on your mind, nobody can really bother you. Amen. You know what? And you'll never leave. That's the good thing about it. Now, this is what I've always told you. You say, well, how can I be in the bride and time is short? Get in the closet. Get the headship principle. I mean, God's preaching this message, amen, on this Sabbath day because this is what we need to make it before December 31st. This is how you're going to get rid of your anger and your wrath, is to start acknowledging God's headship in your life. Amen. It's pure, holy, and righteous. I don't care what has happened up to this point. Everything has been God's headship. If that's not true, the Bible's a liar. And I know the Bible's no liar. God is no liar. Man is a liar saying that God is unjust. Man is a liar saying, God, what you're doing is not good for me. It's the best thing for you. Or he would not allow it to happen. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So this is where you want to get that ark. And we have 30 minutes to pray. Start forming the ark around your mind. Start getting your prayer closet. Hallelujah. Come here. Amen. At the house of God, 30 minutes before we get into the song service. Amen. And get that, hallelujah, that shut-in closet around your mind, that glory around your mind, so that when you leave, hallelujah, that you'll be shut in with God. You'll be shut in with the Lord, amen, and nothing can bother you. It's the truth. There's a lot of things that can bother you out there, amen. A lot of missiles, fiery darts. That word dart, amen, in the Greek means missiles. A lot of missiles coming your way. Every time you look around, you see something that could go right into your mind. But if you're shut in with God, when you leave this church, I don't care what you see along the highway. You look and it don't even faze you. You hear something and, amen, it don't even faze you. You go to work and people are cursing up a storm. Don't even faze you. You're shut in with God. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're not shut in with God, you'll go away cursing. Did you hear me? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And doesn't make a difference where you're at. You can be shut in with God. Amen. Because it's going to be a chamber. Amen. On your mind. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So Israel came out of Egypt, called a what in the land of Egypt? A son learning what? Learning obedience, amen. Learning obedience in the land of Egypt, called a son in the land of Egypt, amen. And then when they came out of the land of Egypt, which speaks of the world, amen, they received the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. That's the Holy Ghost in fire convicting you of the things of the world, saying this is wrong now, hallelujah. You can't keep on doing this if you want to leave the land of Egypt. So you start letting things go. And like I told you before, amen, this picture, this tabernacle here is a picture of growing up in full stature in the Lord. And each door gets smaller and smaller. It gets, hallelujah, more narrow and higher. Amen. It becomes a more narrow walk with God, but your vision of Jesus gets higher. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can't do the things you did last year this year. And we're fixing to enter 1985, and there's going to be a lot of new consecration, saints. You might as well get ready for it. Hallelujah. You're going to have to consecrate yourself in a brand new way for 1985. Amen. You might have gotten away with things in 1984. Fine, fine, fine. But when 1985 comes, there's going to have to be new consecration. Amen. Praise God. I'm ready for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So Israel passed from Egypt to the wilderness. And in the wilderness, they learned a lot of new principles, didn't they? Because the wilderness was the holy place in the tabernacle. And in the holy place, amen, you've got the altar of incense. They were learning how to pray in the wilderness. They were learning how to depend upon the golden altar. Hallelujah. That's where they got the word, in the wilderness. That's where the candlestick is. Amen. And the governmental rule and reign of God, hallelujah, of Jesus.